Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Here we go. Marco's having a tough time. Here we go.
If you're all alone.
How are we doing? 406, McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Colonel Custer. I get now people saying they think it's general. It's Colonel.
It's General. It's General.
We just looked it up.
So, no, Marco, I always thought it was General, but looking it up, it does say Lieutenant Colonel.
Okay.
I thought it was Colonel Custer.
But I'm with you. I always thought it was General Custer.
All right. I'll stand down on the Google machine. I always thought it was General Custer. I just know it wasn't mustard, nor was it custard.
Well, yeah, I mean, the D at the end of it, and again, the mustard thing was a slip, and I fixed it.
Did General or Colonel Custer and Colonel Sanders ever get together?
Yeah, that's a good point. They do get together. All right, so last week on the Take a Chance parlay, I nailed it. If I could find it now, I wrote it down somewhere.
You had the Patriots, the Colts, and the Seahawks.
Patriots, Colts, and Seahawks. One for two for the first 2 weeks. I actually nailed one. I think last year I went 0-4. I think you had a couple. I think you hit a couple last year, or maybe one. I went 0-4 last year. I think I hit one.
I hit a couple. I don't know if it was last year, but the year before.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think all of us hit a couple the year one, but I know I went 0-4 last year. But get one in week two. Week number three, again, if you don't know what the Take a Chance parlay is, we do it here on the show. It's just three dogs. We bet three dogs. We parlay them together. Again, last week I hit. Let's see where we go here. Fleegs, where are we going?
All right, so game number one, it's one of your picks. I like the Texans plus the 1.5. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think they're the better team, and they're not great at closing games, but the Jaguars are horrendous
they had no business
at closing
games.
Like that's one of those losses you look back and say, that cost them a playoff spot, so that's one. Game number two, I have the Rams in my picks. And game number three, the Patriots at home. I don't know how good this Steelers team is. Like, Rodgers looked okay in week two, and just that defense looks anything like we've seen, unlike anything we've seen from the Steelers since Mike Tomlin has been there. The Patriots aren't great offensively, but if they can keep this close, they have a shot. They're at home, so that'll be my third pick, the Patriots at home against the Steelers.
All right, I'll start off. I'm going to agree with Fleegs. I'll piggyback with the Rams. I like them in this one. Again, it's the 3.5. I kind of debated on putting them in the picks, but taking a shot here, they do seem to match up well with the Eagles. So give me the Rams and pick one. Two, I'm going to take the Raiders on the road with the Commanders. Look, I know Jaden Daniels will likely play with that knee injury. It seems like they've kind of brought him along slow. They got the extra time for the Thursday game with the loss of the Packers. The Raiders coming off the short week. I feel like this is a bounce back, though, for Geno Smith. Couldn't possibly play any worse than he has played. Mm-hmm. I think Pete Carroll gets them in a good spot, and I think Jaden Daniels probably plays, but is a bit limited. So maybe it kind of limits the Washington offense a little bit, and the Raiders pull the surprise. The last one, the Colts have been riding so high. They've been so good. They've been so ridiculous. And the Titans haven't looked great, but they had a couple of little moments here and there, and Cam Ward, obviously. This is also a divisional game with the Titans at home, with the Colts. Again, are they that good? Could they be the Saints of last year, where after 2 weeks we were talking about, wow, look at all this, and then they fell apart? It wouldn't shock me if the Colts still kind of come back down to earth. And I think in this series, the Titans have played well against Indy at home. So give me the Titans to pull the upset.
Yeah, you stole my good one there. You stole my Colts one. It was going to have this whole anti-Daniel Jones thing going on. But I'll find somewhere else.
I took the mustard.
You passed the mustard.
Mustard.
You passed it. Mustard. Mustard. Hey, listen, Mike's Amazing Mustard. It's on my mind. That
game lost a little mustard.
Save me that. We got to use that on Saturdays. All right, so I got the two picks, obviously, in my picks. I'll go Houston and I'll go Denver. And then the other game I was going to pick, the Tennessee Titans, but I'll go somewhere else now. I'm going to go off the cuff here a little bit and have a little bit of fun. Let's go with the Bengals getting 3 points against the backup quarterback in Minnesota, too. Carson Wentz. Oh, we'll see. Like Carson Wentz, this is his chance to prove he still belongs in the NFL, so I'm interested in the Bengals' offensive line sucks, but we know he throws the ball down the field. He went down after, and he's not scared, man. 3 picks and still goes down the field to beat Jacksonville in that game. So I'll take the Bengals plus 3 as well. So I got Houston, Denver, and the Bengals for the Take a Chance parlay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Surely.
Mustard.
It's Colonel Custer.
This is where you're going to stand? You screwed up like 6 times, and this is where you're going to dig your heels in?
You were just as confident as the general, and we went and looked at it, and it's Colonel.
Okay.
You said no.
Because if you deal with Mike's Amazing, you're the Mustard general. Man, so this is Mustard Man's last stand?
This is it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I purposely said mustard.
Mm-hmm. You got the rope or the candlestick?
I just had Colonel in my head, Colonel Mustard. And my kids love...
Was it the food? You were thinking of the chicken?
Clue.
No?
No, I was thinking Colonel. I had Colonel in my head. I went Colonel Mustard.
Mm-hmm.
That's 100% it was the Colonel.
Colonel.
It was Colonel Mustard.
With his wee beady eyes.
Well, yeah. And my kids love Clue. I even have the Clue app on my phone that we play it on. They're constantly... I was just with my son today with the other one. We had baseball practice, and my wife had a school thing, so I had to take the little guy with me.
The other one.
I had the older one's baseball practice. The little guy had to come with me. We sat down for 2 seconds. Can I play Clue on your phone?
You can play Clue on the phone?
Yeah, it's a great game.
That I'm unaware of.
No, it's a great game.
Listen, if they had Clue on the phone when I was growing up, yeah. I definitely would have been asking my parents to play it on their phones.
100%.
I didn't know that. I might have to do that.
Yeah. So
my oldest likes Clue as well.
Clue is a part of my life is my point. And yes, but that was the mistake. Colonel,
has Clue
I went right to Mustard.
Uno?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Not on the phone when they ask for things on the phone, yeah. Like when we actually play the game, I guess we probably play Uno more than we play Clue because we do have the board game Clue at the house, but
yeah.
Such a pain in the butt.
Well, that's the only way I've played it.
It's such
I didn't know
a
it was
process.
On the phone.
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
I understand that, but yeah. I've never played it on the phone. So for me, it's a process. The only problem is my kids are spaced out in age. So the 11-year-old, no problem. The 5-year-old, a little difficult to follow Clue.
No, they're
a little tough. And the 2-year-old, I got to make sure he doesn't swallow the candlestick.
Yeah. No, they're pretty good at it. It's just that you got to take the game out. Then, like, we've gone through all of the things. You're trying to find one with empty spaces to write the X's on the names and everything. And
girls are smarter than boys. Your 5-year-old might have a shot.
Yeah, she follows a little that she gets, preoccupied with other things. Yeah. Tension spans.
And then the cards go everywhere, and you got to put the cards away, and they don't want to put things away. They don't want to put the board game away. It's a pain in the ass. On the phone, it's nice and easy. Just hand them the phone, and they play Clue. But then I'm sitting at baseball practice with nothing to do. That's the thing.
With the other one.
Yeah, just watching the other one play baseball.
I mean, if you need a tip of something to do, you could read a history book.
I guess I could.
Buy a hot dog, get some mustard.
I think
Mike's Amazing.
I know he wasn't part of the Revolutionary War, but Ken Burns is coming out, I believe, with like a big, he did baseball in the Civil War. I think he's coming out with a Revolutionary War. Big Ken Burns guy.
I've seen a few things. I don't know if I'd call myself a big Ken Burns
guy.
Have
you seen the Ken Burns Civil War documentary?
No, not the whole thing. I'm sure I saw bits and pieces. I do enjoy that, though. I do like history,
history
stuff.
Man?
Well, I was a history major. Yeah, I do like that.
Look at
you. I do like that stuff. Yeah,
I've been watching when I'm bored. Like, one of the bored things I've been watching is The Men Who Built America. Have you seen that? It's like a History Channel thing.
I have not.
Vanderbilt and... who are the other guys? Vanderbilt and...
Colonel Mustard?
No, not Colonel Mustard.
Colonel Mustard sounds like something we would have heard in a Mike's On 1876 parody video.
No, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, Rockefeller. Saying it either way so you guys can't make fun of me. But it's really interesting to see how those guys, like J.P. Morgan... how they just built the country. Now they the oil industry, the steel industry. Carnegie is another one. It's fascinating. And how they were rivals and tried to screw each other.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is History Channel. I got to go look this.
Yeah. Well, the oil for the trains were first, then the oil, then the oil needed the trains to ship their oil, and then he came up with the idea of building the pipelines to screw the railroad, who kept on hiking the prices. And, you know, then you get to steel and building.
So what do I
got to
carve out, like 20 hours for this?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know about 20 hours. Each episode's about 45 minutes to an hour, and it's on each person. It focuses on that person each episode.
Marco saw a movie 8 years ago. That's the last time you watched anything.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I'm just trying to figure out. So maybe I'll watch this in, 2044.
And JP,
I get around to it.
And JP Morgan was big in, was integral in the, or in integral in the electricity. Whenever I say integral, people say it's wrong and that word doesn't exist, but it sounds like it's a word that exists.
I always thought it was integral.
Yeah. Integral is not a word.
Yeah, it's integral.
Integral.
One R.
Okay.
Yep. See, we're figuring out a lot, but every time I say integral, I get a bunch of, you said integral again, it's not a word. But he was huge. He was big into funding electricity. He was big with Edison on starting electricity. I didn't know that. Those are the things you learn. I didn't know that that's where he got a lot of his, where Edison got a lot of the money was J.P. Morgan. I didn't know that.
Is this segment the reason you thought of train tracks? Just curious.
When did I think of train? Oh,
I
yeah.
Know.
No, we're off the rails.
Yeah.
And I get it.
I mean, nowhere close.
I get it. Yeah. No, this is me just proving that I know some things about history after saying Colonel Mustard.
Oh, so this is trying to get your pride back.
Correct.
That's what we're trying to do?
Correct. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to salvage.
Ah.
Mm. We're salvaging.
Okay.
Just proving that I do know things about history. And I watch the shows. And I'm interested. And Colonel Mustard was a mistake. That I didn't think it was actually Colonel Mustard's last stand is my point. But when you said Colonel and Mustard, I was like, yeah, what's the problem?
You didn't say Colonel at the whole thing. It was just Mustard's last stand.
Yeah.
And I let you do the whole pick.
No, I know.
I let it go. I didn't want to interrupt. I didn't want to break your train of thought.
You
should. Trying to be the team guy.
No, you should.
But I couldn't let it go. I couldn't let Mustard's last stand go without. Because I know somebody in the car right now is driving going, Mustard's last stand? Did he just say Mustard? Was that Mustard?
I definitely did
Couldn't
say that.
Could have been Mustard, right?
Like,
and nobody heard
Mustard.
Whether you took the Giants or the Jets or whatever. They're going, Mustard. There's no way this guy's talking about Mustard's last stand.
It doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense.
So,
although, you got to try Mike's Amazing. You got to try it. Are you a spicy brown mustard guy?
I do like that, yes.
Oh, you got to go get
Mike's. And I do like
Mike's
Amazing.
You got to go get it. It's unbelievable.
Like it.
After years of another brand, like my whole life, and a big mustard guy, blew my mind how good it is.
I'm all aboard.
There you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's a new life thing.
Real sports talk for real fans with real opinions. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
You gotta love it, because now we're getting like a ton of calls about Custer and JP Morgan and integral. Integral is a word now that I know. That was a mistake I was making years ago. And people were saying that integral isn't a word. I don't know where I got it from. Like, integral to the process.
You are not the only. I've heard so many people make that mistake. I think it's just a common American thing.
Yeah, for a long time, I would have said, yeah, of course, he's integral to the process. Or like 100, I would have never, I thought that was a word.
And that's almost up there with like irregardless.
Yeah, right, irregardless, yeah. I don't know, but then someone corrected me and I looked it up on air. I don't think it was before the overnight. I think I was doing Saturday nights or whatever I was doing. And I looked it up, and it's integral. I believe that's the pronunciation for it. It's integral. What was the word you...
So integral, it's integral, the same spelling. The math term, integral. Okay. Integral is the form that you're using.
Right. He's integral to the process. But I would say integral. For years. I never would have thought that was wrong or not a word. 100%. And then someone corrected me a couple years ago.
You got to love English. Here's a word with two completely separate meanings.
Right.
And we're changing the pronunciation of just kind of one or two of the eight letters. It's spelled exactly the same. Like, just make integral a word. Let's change them up. Let's split them up and let's move on.
There's a guy who does this on Instagram. He has like this Instagram thing where he pretends to be a teacher, teaching the English language to people. And it's like, I forget some of the examples, but like, you know, like bowl and foul, and then you just put a different word in front. It's just like, so what would this be? Like, or deer. So what would near be? N-E-E-R. No, near is N-E-A-R. Like that kind of thing. Like,
unless you're talking about Richard.
Right, exactly. But it is it's a quirky language. But I thought integral was 100% it.
You're not alone on that. I mean, you're probably alone on Mustard's Last Stand, but
Mustard's Last Stand. I had Colonel in my head, and Colonel was followed by Mustard.
Mustard's Last Stand.
It didn't have anything to do with Mike's Amazing. Didn't have anything to do with that. In my head, I was going to say Colonel Mustard's Last Stand, 100%. I was going to say Colonel. Colonel was, and then I decided.
Right, which is still wrong. Like, you're saying it as if, well, that would have made it better.
No, Colonel's right. I thought we looked that up.
Right, but it's not Colonel. You keep saying Mustard.
No, I understand that. Colonel Mustard would have been wrong. My point is, Colonel.
But nobody says that. It's Custer's Last Stand. Correct. I've never heard anybody say Colonel before
I agree with, I agree with you. It's just Mustard, Custer's Last Stand. Custer's Last Stand. I get it.
I hope Marco's listening in this little closet.
But I think of him as Colonel. I definitely think I say Colonel Custer's Last Stand.
Listen, to me, he's Alberto Albuquerque.
Yeah, exactly. But the mustard was strictly because I had Colonel on the brain, and to me right now in my life, Colonel Mustard is a prominent figure.
And listen, if you said Professor it on purpose because Plum of the Mike's Amazing out. Deal, I would have 100% believed you.
Yeah,
I thought, wow, that's clever.
I should have.
You should have lied.
I should have lied. But no, I had Colonel Mustard on the brain. Colonel Custard turned into Colonel Mustard. That's just what happened. I'm sure Brett's going to let it go. What's up, Brett in Long Island? What's going on?
Chris, you act like taking the Giants with 5.5 is this big stretch.
No, I don't disagree.
The legs and take the Giants.
Yeah, listen, the number's 5.5 for a reason. It's not. I'm sure a lot of people are on it at 5.5. We're just disgusted with the team, man. You know how it is. They lose, Brett. They lose. I hear you. 5.5's not crazy. I don't disagree with you. I'm taking it because I do believe they can keep it close. I do. But it's hard to take the Giants right now. It's hard to take the Jets right now. It's just difficult because they lose so damn much, Brett.
They lost by a 75-yard field goal, Chris. Come on,
64-yard field goal. But they lost. They lost. If they lose this game, the season's over.
You know how you say tank for a draft pick for a quarterback?
Yes.
The haters of the Giants should be saying, well, I'm not. I don't give up, but they should be saying lose for a head coach, right? Because right now you want them to go 0-3.
I don't.
I'm not on that, Chris.
I don't want them to go.
You can't tell me sometimes your fandom doesn't come in. They got to win this game.
They got to win this game.
They're gonna have 85% of the country. It's a standalone game.
Yep.
You got Eagles fans, Ravens fans, Bills fans, Mahomes haters, the whole Kelce, Swift.
Yeah.
Everybody's gonna pull for the Giants. They're home, coming off of that horrible, heartbreaking unless they got this, Chris. You got it for once. Like, this is where me and you could line up right now.
Well, I mean, I want them to win the game. I agree with you. I'm not on tanking. I don't think I'll be on tanking all year. I'm certainly not on tanking right now. I desperately want them to win the game. I have zero faith that they will.
Them losing this game.
Of course.
And then it's going to be the whole 0-3, 0-5. And then the rest of this year, it's negative Giants talk, man. I can't have it.
Then don't blame me. Don't blame me. Blame the Giants.
With you.
That doesn't start with me.
With you.
Blame the Giants.
The
they give us the reason to be negative.
We're going to win the game, Chris. Do it.
Okay.
Give me some hope for the weekend.
I can't. They have a good chance to. They have a good chance to cover the 5.5. I think they have. I think they're going to lose the football game. I don't know how you cannot think that.
No. See, there you go. They played the Chiefs good the last two times they played them. Like,
they are the three-time defending AFC champion. Bullcrap, that's last year they're in the Super Bowl. Last year, not some far distant Super Bowl.
You always go with the past. That's you, everything. Yankees, everything. Can we look at now? They look good. You know the Chiefs? Everybody I talked to.
How close was the Eagle game? What was the Eagle score? Do you think if the Giants played the Eagles, it'd be that close?
You can't do that.
You can't do anything other than say the Giants have a chance. Other than that, I can't talk about it. I can't talk about the past. I can't talk about the third game they've played most recently. I only got to talk about the two most recent games because they lost those two, and they're not the same. They were in the Super Bowl last year.
I don't care, man.
All right, so you don't care. All you care about is last week.
You contain Mahomes. What's up, strategy? Forget all that.
Yeah.
You contain Mahomes. That's the killer. And Bonds can do it. We got the speed. If they use Carter right, Timberland looks better. If you contain him, he doesn't do anything. Okay? I'm worried more about the offense. Can we do what we did last week? Can we move the ball on them?
No, probably not. No.
It's a home game, Chris.
And how have they?
So
I mean, I get it.
The Yankees, always.
Yes, always. The Yankees were in the World Series. The Yankees haven't had a losing season in 33 years. The Yankees give me so much more reason to be confident.
15 years ago, the Giants won one before.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. The Giants have. We're on the precipice of having. How many times have they been 0-2 in the last 13 years? 10 times. The season's going to be over again on September 21st, and I'm supposed to. Like, come on, stop it now.
You're brainwashed. Wow.
I'm brainwashed.
Oh
my God.
Everything what it takes to be a fan.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, Brett.
Giving up on them.
I'm not. At 0-3, I'm going to give up on the season. Yes.
They can win the game. You can't even say they can win the
they
game.
Can win the game. They can win the game. They can win the game.
You just said it.
I just said they can win the game. They're not. I don't think they're going to. You think they're going to?
I'm going to win.
Okay,
Chris.
Good. Good, Brett. You think they're going to win. Okay. It's the Kansas City Chiefs, man. I know they're you're talking about a team that is the most successful franchise in the last 8 years in the NFL. They've won 3 Super Bowls. They just went to 3 in a row. Patrick Mahomes and this team and this coach, Andy Reid, I mean, they're on the precipice of freaking rivaling Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They have the best defensive coordinator who won a Super Bowl with the Giants. Like, he's one of the best defensive coordinators in the history of the NFL. This team, year in and year out, this is the third consecutive year we're saying this is not the Chiefs. This isn't the Chiefs. Not the same. Not the same. We've been saying it for 3 consecutive seasons. In the previous 2, they still went to the Super Bowl and won one. You make it sound like this isn't the Chiefs is a new thing. We've been saying it for 3 years. We've been astonished as they continue to get to the Super Bowl. But because the Giants put up 37 against a lousy Cowboy defense and they're playing at home, suddenly I'm brainwashed for thinking it's going to be a difficult game to win. Brett, you're out of your mind. You are completely out of your mind. And stop bringing up the Yankees to the Giants like they're comparable. They're not. They're not. The idea of optimism for one and pessimism for the other is just freaking reality. Now, is it possible they would? I just picked them to keep it close. The spread's 5.5. Right? The spread's not 15. The spread's 5.5. And I've been talking up the Giants all offseason. I predicted them to win the first 2 games of the year, Brett. When nobody else had them doing anything, when everyone had them being beat by the Commanders. And this tough schedule, I've been talking down the tough schedule. I predicted them to win the first 2 games of the year. I've been nothing but optimistic about this Giant team. Nothing. And then they get their ass kicked and don't show up against Washington and score 37 points and still find a way to lose. So excuse me if I don't think they're suddenly going to find a way to beat the best franchise in the sport over the last 8 years. I hope they keep it close. And yeah, I suppose there's always a chance to win. And I said the Kansas City keeps these games close. That's how they play. There is a good chance the Giants keep this game close. It's hard to envision the Kansas City Chiefs losing to the Giants to go 0-3. If you don't think that's just an absolute fact, then you're out of your mind. And if you think that's being overly pessimistic, you're crazy. The idea that the Chiefs are going to come to New York to play the Giants, who haven't, you know, done anything in a decade, and when I say don't mean haven't done anything, I don't mean not won a championship, like the Yankees have done nothing in the last 10 years. I mean, haven't had a season in November all but once in the last 10 years. Like, nothing. Like, lose as many games as anyone. The bottom of the NFL for a decade. And I'm supposed to believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to go 0-3 at the hands of this franchise? Could it happen? Sure. Sure. Crazier things have happened. But you expect me to, like, come on the radio and tell you, it's going to happen. I believe it because that's what fans do. And I make that argument against Yankee fans who I think are way overly pessimistic about a franchise that continues to find themselves in the ALCS, in the postseason. Like, this is different. But I picked them, and I think they have every opportunity to keep this game close. And I do believe that the offensive explosion, while we're not going to see that, I do believe there are things about this offense, as I've said all offseason, that I like the wide receiving core, that I think the offensive line can play better, that I like the running back tandem. These are all things I've been saying all offseason. And I still believe it. And I think they can score some points. It's hard to envision them beating Kansas City. Let's go to Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Mr. McMonagle.
What's going on, Patrick? How are we?
I'm doing all right. I've called in. Good morning, Beatles. Always wakes me up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. On Football Fridays, we don't do it. On Football Fridays, we play the Take a Chance parlay instead of Good Morning, Good Morning. But
I
can mix it in. I can try and mix it in still if everybody likes it. Thank you.
Is that ABBA, Take a Chance on the Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
That's right, the great ABBA.
Excellent. Now, the grammar police are in town. And
they certainly are.
If I'm wrong. The word you say comparable, I think it's comparable and incomparable.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. I feel like comparable is a word, but you might be right. It might be comparable.
It sounds like it should be because you're comparing two things, but I think it is comparable.
Okay.
Regarding the Mets, we got the win we needed.
Yes.
Now we're hosting the Nationals. There is no reason why we shouldn't sweep the Nationals. I understand it's baseball. Both teams are playing hard. We need to sweep the Nationals. We need to go into Miami next weekend needing one win. We don't need to go in there needing two wins or three wins.
Yeah.
Miami has been our haunted house.
No, there's no doubt it has been. You definitely do not want to go into it. And yeah, listen, not the Nationals at home. There's no reason you shouldn't figure out a way. It looks you got Sproat, McClain. And then, obviously, the piggyback situation of Holmes and Manaea. You should absolutely go win all three games. Now, is 2 out of 3 the end of the world? No. 2 out of 3, you should probably still be in a good position. Again, it is hard. I know it only seems like 2 games. It's hard to... It's not easy to make up 2 games in 9 days. It's not impossible. And the Mets aren't, like, safe of it, but I just... The Reds had an opportunity. Like, when the Reds got swept by the A's, even though they're still 2 games back now, they had every opportunity to overtake the Mets at the end of their 8-game losing streak. The Mets were still losing, and the Reds were playing the A's. And now the A's have done a good job. They swept the Reds. They beat Boston yesterday, so they've actually played spoiler fairly well. But they couldn't get a game. I'm sorry, I have a tough time trusting the Reds. And the Diamondbacks have a tough schedule still playing the Dodgers who need these games. So, like, I'm just saying, I think you take 2 out of 3 from the Nationals, you're still in good position. You'd like to say we should sweep. And certainly you feel good about the pitching matchups. But even, like, to me, 2 out of 3, you're still good. Can't lose the series. And then Chicago, I don't know what they're going to have to play for. They've locked up the top wild card. How many games are they out of the division? Is the division
6
even over? 6 games, yeah. So they're done.
One hit today kind of wrapped it up.
Yeah, there's no, the Cubs have nothing to play for. Not that that means you're going to beat them, but the Cubs have literally nothing to play for. If you take 2 out of 3 from both those series and go 4-2 over the next 6, I think that's still going to be good enough. To only need to go into Miami and win one game. Walt in Oceanport. What's up, Walt?
Hey, how's it going, Chris?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I have 2 questions. One's a Yankee and one's a Giants. So which one do you want to take first?
Giants.
Okay. Now, yes, you know, obviously, we're playing against the Chiefs, okay? And I do have high hopes that the Giants do pull out a win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But my question is that, okay, let's go with the fact that they're probably going to lose. But
okay.
can we take a moral victory out of this? I mean, if it's close, I mean, can we see that the Dable is doing something well, and like we have, like, you know, like we're moving in the right direction.
Yes, I mean, on some level, yes, it will still be a demoralizing loss no matter how it happens, mm-hmm. because the season will be officially over. Like you can't get around that. 0-3 for this Giant team against this schedule in this division. They haven't even played the Eagles yet. There's no way around the idea that they're not making the playoffs, that the season is officially dead at 0-3. Having said that, knowing that we went into it without much of a playoff aspiration or hope. If they play well and this game is, you know, I don't know, 28-24, if this game is 31-29, like if this is the Giants move the football offensively, they look like a real team, they score some points, they score some touchdowns, this game is close, Patrick Mahomes goes down the field with 2 minutes left to kick a game-winning field goal or score a game-winning touchdown and break your hearts. Yes, there is some momentum in that. There is some belief in what's happening in that. There is some idea that they've become an actual football team despite being 0-3. But the overarching theme is still going to be another dead season before Halloween, another dead season before October, another dead season yet again, with no hope of really competing for a playoff spot, and it's just demoralizing. But that doesn't, well, it's not to say that you're right. If they put back-to-back good performances together.
It was very hopped up, okay, in comparison to the week before against the Commanders, okay, I was very hopped up last week.
I hear you, Walt, but that's become the bar, and thank you for the call. And it's unfortunate, and I don't disagree with you, but that's a low bar. Being excited about the idea that you enjoyed watching a football game and it wasn't just an out-and-out disaster and they actually competed and had a chance to win and look like a 2025 NFL offense, like, and I agree with you. I left the game feeling that too. And I'm sorry, but that comes with a feeling of this should not be. Like, I shouldn't be this pleased with it. I shouldn't come away feeling, well, man, that was exciting. I actually had a football game there. Great. That's a positive start. That's a nice step. Like, it shouldn't be that low a bar. But to answer your question, unfortunately, the bar is that low. And yeah, if they play Kansas City tough, and again, I know Kansas City's not the same, and they're 0-2, and there's a reason for that. And they're dealing with injuries to the wide receivers and suspension to Rice. And we'll see if Worthy can play through the labrum tear and see what kind of player he is. And, you know, they're not the same. They're not. Kelce looks washed, had a miserable, you know, game, handed the game to the Eagles with that drop pass. Like, I get all that. But yes, unfortunately, I agree with you. If this is a competitive football game and the Giants look like a team that belongs on the same field with the Kansas City Chiefs, there is going to be some optimism. There is going to be some belief they're going in the right direction. There is going to be a level of moral victory. And that doesn't make me happy. Like, it's an odd situation because although I'll have that feeling of moral victory, I'll be disgusted because there is no such thing in the NFL. And to have such a low bar to be pleased with the idea they lost to the Cowboys, but hey, one hell of a game, and that they lost to the Chiefs, but hey, we didn't get embarrassed. Like, that's where we are. And it's not just a good feeling because it's a reminder of where we are. It's a reminder of how low the bar is and how easy it is to please us because of what we've...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Watched forever.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
All right, 4:51, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. So I'm just seeing something. I don't know if we're going to have time to get it. Maybe Fleece can get it. I saw Dove, the famous Dove Kleiman, has it on his, if you could find that on Twitter. But Eli Manning was on, I guess, the Schrager Hour with Pete Schrager, who formerly of NFL Network, now on ESPN, obviously, who never played the game, as we all know, but has a podcast. Eli Manning tells a story that I think, I'm just seeing it now, really does make Jackson Dart look bad. I got to be honest. It's a funny story, but it's Eli Manning's talks about how he told Jackson Dart to reach out to him anytime, and then Jackson Dart took him up on it. I'll explain the story if we can't get the audio in time, but okay, here we go. So this is, again, on Peter Schrager's podcast. I just saw this, so I want to play it. So Eli Manning is talking about Jackson Dart and how, you know, listen, Eli's been part of the organization now forever, obviously, and after he's always looking to help guys. You know, took Daniel Jones under his wing, and, you know, obviously Ole Miss connection to Jackson Dart, told Jackson Dart that, look, anytime you need anything, give me a call. And apparently this is how it went. So this is on the Peter Schrager Hour, the Schrager Hour, Eli Manning telling a story about Jackson Dart.
Well, I told Jackson, if you have any questions about anything, you know, I'm here for you, you know, football related or just, you know, when you're deciding, you know, what town you want to live in or this or that, or all of a sudden it's training camp. He calls me, you know, one day he's like, hey, you got a minute? I'm like, yeah, of course. So, you know, such a similar situation we're in, like, you know, bringing in a veteran like Russell Wilson. They brought in Kurt Warner.
Yeah, sure.
I was like, maybe this is dealing with that or something. He goes, can you give me a reservation at Ford Charles tonight at 6:30?
The best French dip in America.
Yeah. I was like, no, that's not part of the deal. Like when I said I'm happy to help out, I'm not doing that.
I'm
not your reservations guy. You have to earn the right to call and get your reservation.
That's amazing. You know? Ford Charles.
That's funny. Now, I'm sure it wasn't just, hey, can you get me reservation? Like it was probably like, hey, look, I got to – you know, do you have any connections there or like, but still to call Eli Manning after he told you, you can call me for anything, you know, life, football related and say, hey, help me get a reservation to a restaurant. I don't know. Not the best look for Jackson Dart. It's funny. It's not a big deal, but I thought that, and Eli's good at this, man. Eli's a good storyteller. Eli's funny. But can you imagine having the nerve to call Eli Manning after he gave you his number? Eli Manning. Like, I mean, it's funny. These rookies, they want to wear the numbers, right? Abdul Carter wants to wear LT's number. Then he wants to wear Phil Simms' number. Now Jackson Dart's taking up Eli Manning's, offer to, like, call me anytime if you need any advice. Yeah, can you help me get a reservation? Try the lemon cake. I guess, yeah, I would, you know. Next time I need to get to Del Frisco's, I'll see if Mike can help me out. But, like, yeah, I mean, hey, Eli, I need to get into Fort Charles. Oof. And apparently it's like, because they go on the podcast, we don't have to play it, but it's a steakhouse that has like 8 tables. It's impossible to get a reservation. But, of course, Eli Manning, you know, he's the king of New York. He can get in anywhere.
Like, Eli has two Super Bowls. Maybe, yeah, like, win a game before, yeah, you're trying to get into, yeah, that restaurant.
Throw a pass. And again, that was in training camp, apparently. So he didn't even start the season yet. We'll see him eventually, especially if the Giants go 0-3.
These kids these days.
That's it, man. They want to play Clue on your phone. They want reservations. They want to wear your number. It's ridiculous. They think Mustard made the last stand. It's embarrassing. Wilson in Roxbury. What's up, Wilson?
Hey, what's up, man? Good morning. Hey, listen, yeah, I want to give you a number. 9-27.
9-27.
That is the record of this horrendous head coach and this horrendous general manager. Mm-hmm. And somehow now we just have to look forward to being competitive.
It's not 9-27 for their totality, because they won nine games in year one.
For the past 2 years.
Yes.
The past 2 years. They have been the worst team in the NFL.
Yep.
It's 9-27.
No, they
have. And now we have to look forward to being competitive. Let me tell you something right now.
Yeah,
if John Mara believes in these two individuals so much, right, which is a lie, the only reason why he brought him back was because he didn't want the planes over the stadium, and he didn't want to just change coaches again.
Well, the plane over the stadium has nothing to do with it. That would have appeased the people who hired the plane if you fire the coach.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why he didn't fire them. He doesn't believe in this guy, because let me tell you something.
Well, no. Okay.
No player is going to respect the head coach if they go on the last year of their contract, which will be next year. And no free agent is going to come to a team where when the general manager goes on and explain the last year of the contract, which will be next year, which will be 5 years. Why he doesn't give him a contract extension? Would you give these two individuals a contract extension?
Right now, I would not. Let's see the season play out. Because I got to be honest with you, and I know this is, you know, if they win some games down the stretch and Jackson Dart plays extremely well inside this offense and they score points and they look like a football team and they win a game or two we wouldn't expect and Jackson Dart plays really well, I'm going to have a real tough time changing coaches on him. And I understand your point. And who knows? That might be to the detriment moving forward, because maybe he's not a good head coach. And certainly your record that you point out reinforces that. But, I mean, you can't allow someone. And it's just not good business. It's not good. You know, it's just he allowed him. He kept him and allowed him to pick his quarterback. If he shows success with that, if he sees a process that's working with the young quarterback and they win some games and play well down the stretch and score a lot of points and Jackson Dart looks good and has a nice last 5, 6 to 10 games, I don't know how many they'd let him play. Like, we saw what happened with Daniel Jones. This owner, when he hired Brian Daboll and Joe Shane and he made them stick with Daniel Jones, he talked about how the organization did everything to ruin the kid. That they changed coaches on him, they changed offensive coordinators on him, and it ruined Daniel Jones. That's how the owner feels about what happened with Daniel Jones. Are you really going to allow this guy to stay off of those losing seasons, allow him to draft the young quarterback, allow him to coach the young quarterback to the point that we're all positive about what's happening with the young quarterback, and then pull the rug out from this kid and make him learn a new offense next year? I don't know. Probably not. So, yeah, we could be talking about letting him play out a lame duck year or another contract. As crazy as that might sound, staring 0-3 in the face. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Fleegs on the other side. We'll catch you on a Saturday morning, 9 a.m. Mustard's Last Stand. Mustard's Last Stand. We'll talk Mustard then, too. We'll have Mike's Amazing Player of the Week. We'll talk to Michael Carver. We'll do all the things we do on Saturday mornings. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'll catch you Saturday morning. Warm-up show's next. Bye-bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.